It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. Good Phil's crowd in here. Obviously want to get in the stadium early for Wall of Fame. They want everybody in there by 6. Is that is that what they want everyone in there
good
for?
A good amount of Tigers fans.
Yes, there are. I see 2.
That's more than we usually see.
Yeah. No, there's another table over there, maybe.
I saw these guys. These guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's another table over there. Get out of here.
Point directly at them.
Yes.
There's not. All right. I understand. I would be disappointed, I guess. There's like a full. Yeah, yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
The Tigers.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies after the trade deadline? 64% feel better. Let's get to the favorite, best part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
All right, man.
At five.
It's Friday at five.
With Jack Fritz.
Beautiful five.
By the way,
spit my special gum out.
They're wearing Tigers gear.
Yeah.
Like, I can point them out. People are going to, whatever. All right.
Oh, shit.
I feel you.
I know. So what I have for you today, obviously Jimmy Rollins going into the Phillies Wall of Fame tonight. It's my yearly plea of please find something between retiring a number and the Wall of Fame. I would like something.
Yeah, J-Rose should be separate from
Ed Waite.
90% of the people on this wall.
Yeah, Mike Lieberthal. Like, there's a difference between what Jimmy Rollins meant to this franchise and the other Wall of Famers. Not to
or
discredit.
Schmitty or
but Schmitt's number's retired.
Sure, gotcha, yeah. But he is on the Wall of Fame, though, right?
Of course, but like, but he's got to bestow the highest honor.
Right.
Like, those guys should also. But and it's only not because they're not in the Hall of Fame.
By the way, those numbers are unofficially retired.
So no one's ever going to wear 11, 26, and 6 again. I don't think. 35's already been unbelievably given out
up,
to Oscar Mercado, Bradley Zimmer. And there's one, whatever.
Yeah, somebody last year, right?
Well, there's someone, whatever. David Dahl. And then David Dahl, he was the last one because Hamels was retiring. And they were finally like, oh, gee, maybe no one should wear 35. God, it makes me so mad. Anyway, also, there is a...
Oh, no, here we go.
There is a documentary about J-Roll the Phillies put together.
Oh, yeah, is it on Netflix?
No, it's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
It's on
YouTube. They cut J-Roll out of the documentary?
No, they didn't.
Are you sure he's in it?
It's called My Way.
Really?
Yeah, so okay. It's 10 a.m.
Wow, at least they got one of them right.
10 a.m. Sunday morning, a documentary about Jimmy Rollins. So looking forward to watching that. But what I have for you is the five best Jimmy Rollins moments, because not all of them were on the field, including number five when he laid down the hammer before the season.
Would you say right now that because you're pitching that you guys are a team to beat in the NL East?
I think we are a team to beat in the NL East, finally. But, you know, that's all on paper. You look at the Mets staff and, you know, I look at them, I'm like, those are getting old. You know, and we have the young guns. Everybody's in their prime.
Yeah, he is the best.
Yeah, dude. And obviously, kind of a ridiculous statement to say when he hadn't made the playoffs in 15 years.
That we're the team to beat.
We're the team to beat.
The Mets staff is getting old.
Yeah. And, I mean, he heard it from Mets fans. He had no problem going out and saying that we're the team to beat. He was pretty good with predictions. So in 2009, early in the season, he said it's going to be us and the Yankees in the World Series because we've got something to defend and they're really good. Like, he not a bad prediction guy, Jimmy Rollins, but team to beat, an iconic Jimmy Rollins moment.
Great quote.
Number four. Now, he was obviously great in the field, Jimmy Rollins. I mean, I took for granted, I think, after Jimmy Rollins, what it was like watching him play shortstop. Every throw seemed to be right on the money. The old patented ball up the middle, spin, throw, perfect. I mean, a cannon. But maybe the most iconic defensive play was one to end the NL East.
Brown ball up the middle. J-Roll dives to Utley. One relay. The Phillies are the National League Eastern Division champions on a spectacular double play. Turn J-Roll to Utley to Howard.
Not an easy play. It was a little bit to his left. Ball was hard hit. It's obviously a clutch moment. I mean, that's to It protected Brad Lidge's perfect saves record if that gets through him. A great defensive play by J-Roll, one that he made look routine when other shortstops would not have made it look as routine.
Great to hear, HK. And there's something awesome about watching a great defensive shortstop.
Love it.
That's why you can't stop thinking about Lindor.
Well, it is. When you watch him, you know, Ike and I grew up with Ozzie Smith and Barry Larkin.
Yes, sir.
You know, Ozzie Smith was the wizard.
The wizard, brother.
It, more than any other, a great defensive outfielder is fun, but a great
shortstop.
It's like dancing. It's like ballet out there. You know, the ability to mix the sort of the speed and grace and strength you need to do it. I love watching great defensive
shortstop. A-Rod was great, too, with Seattle out there playing shortstop.
Yeah,
he was.
6 foot, like, 3 shortstop.
Yeah. Yep.
Not used to seeing that. All right, the third best J-Roll moment is when it became the franchise's all-time hits king.
There you go.
And now the 3-ball, 1-strike pitch to Rollins. Yeah! A line drive toward right field. There it is! Jimmy Rollins is now the franchise leader in base hits with 2,235.
If people forget he's the franchise leader in base hits, especially
people,
you.
People forget that.
Yep.
And who could forget? Schmidt comes out.
Yep.
And raises his hand. They weren't sure, I guess, that Schmidt was going to show up.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
It's like this whole thing. Is Schmidt going to be there when Rollins?
It was kind of like he came out. It was almost like a surprise that he came out there the first place.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
Are you looking in your own book?
Well, so I did a whole thing on the pillars of the 08 team.
Okay.
It was Rollins, Utley, Howard, and Hamels. I just wanted to remember some of the things. So franchise leader in hits at 2,306. Franchise leader in doubles, franchise leader in leadoff home runs, franchise leader in total at-bats, record holder for longest hitting streak, 38 games in 05. It was 05 and 06.
We know it.
Which you guys don't count as a real hitting streak.
Well, it's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
Second in franchise history in games, plays, total bases, extra base hits, and stolen bases. Third in franchise history in runs, singles, and triples.
Wow.
That's a pretty good resume.
Pretty good resume.
Pretty good resume.
Pretty good resume.
James Calvin Rollins.
Just as good to go into the Wall of Fame with Ed Wade.
Exactly right. Yeah, yeah. The second best J-Roll moment, and I think Scott Fransky's most underrated call, the final day, 2007.
This is my favorite.
Not only did they clinch the NL East, but J-Roll also clinches 2020.
20 triples!
Yep, here it is.
Here's the stretch, the kick, and the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Hit deep right field, down into the corner, and this is in there for a base hit. Post scores. Rollins on his way into second. He's going to try for third. Here's the relay, and it is not in time!
They got it!
Triple number 20 for Jimmy Rollins here on the final day of the season! He has gotten to 20, 20, 20, and 20 in the most dramatic fashion. 5-1 Phillies.
Ooh, that gave me goosebumps.
Yep.
That's a great call.
Dude, the 07 NL East clincher is such an all-time game.
That was my first. I just got back here. I got back here right in the thick of that race, like in July, August.
They chased down the Mets. Seven outs, 17 to play. Mets are getting blown out early in the game. Glavine gets lit up by the Marlins. The crowd's going wild before the Phillies even take the field. Moyer starts the game to send the Phillies back to the postseason for the first time in 15 years. Like, it was poetic. The rally towels are crazy. J-Roll gets that, and Meyer strikes out Willie Mopeña.
The other thing?
Willie Mopeña, boy, that's a name.
Fransky sounds young there.
He definitely sounds. I didn't even know that was Fransky.
Yeah, like, you can hear. Obviously, it's,
19 years ago. That's disgusting to say.
Well, I always notice that every time when I'll hear an old tape of my dad or even Howard Stern, because I'll hear old Stern and I'll be like, wow, he sounds so much younger.
It's
now
eight,
he is.
18 years ago.
He is much younger. What year? Wait.
It's 18
it's 2007.
Years ago. That's what I said.
Yeah, 18 years.
It's when I came back, so I know it is.
So my 18 was, year. Yeah. 18. Yeah.
Empathetic. Sympathetic.
Sympathetic, empathetic.
Molehole?
Molehole. I would never point out that Curtis Granderson also had a 20-20 and 20-20 season that year, but who cares?
All right, who cares?
Nobody cares.
Even on a day that we're honoring.
Utley hit 337.
Yep, you're hating.
There it
hating.
Is. He can't stop himself.
I can't help
he gone so far, he went 9 minutes in.
Yep. No, I'm just kidding.
He was doing great.
Well, yeah, at least I'm not doing the Matt Holiday should really want MVP that year. But number one,
yes.
the best France he call until Bedlam at the Bank. The walk-off against the Dodgers here.
Oh, yeah.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz
yes.
slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout.
Yeah.
Rollins ball
yeah.
near third. This game is over as the Phillies
Woo.
Strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
Wow. L.A.
So
was happy.
So good. So good.
Happy L.A. is yes. great. We yeah, don't hear exactly. a ton of happy L.A. anymore.
But, dude, like L.A. in 22 got it back. 23 got it back. He was right back with the remembering that baseball is awesome. So
yeah.
That was awesome. The year they in 08 stares at the home run off of Broxton. They had that mm-hmm. moment against Broxton. And then they had like a big regular season come back the year later.
Now, listen.
Dominating Jonathan Broxton.
I know they couldn't do all these guys at once, and I wouldn't expect them to.
Pause.
Somebody had to go first, and somebody will be last.
Wow, pause.
But you guys know and I know, this thing is setting up for Utley to be the last one to go in.
Probably.
Which means they view him as the biggest one.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Rollins is the leadoff hitter.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know.
Well, then if Utley goes next, then that'll
add up. You could have sold me on that one.
Yeah, maybe.
The Rollins is the leadoff hitter.
Well, yeah, but then Utley would have to go next.
And I know.
I think when they did this a couple years ago, because they all officially retired the same year, I believe, and they spread it out all over a couple weeks, and I think Utley was last.
Yeah.
Come on.
Third best player.
Best player. And then that's why he's last.
Third best player.
That's why he's the best, dude. That's why he's the best.
I mean, he's Philly's. They're not the same thing. He's like Philly's Doc. Utley is.
Yeah, but people are.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, people are starting to. People are starting to.
I couldn't tell that. No, I can't tell with that.
Sour on his legacy.
You just told me Bryce is like Philly's Doc.
Well, I guess neither of them won a championship. So, no offense.
I forgot you was on this kick. About taking down Dog.
I'm not. No.
No, you're taking down Dog.
No, that is not what I'm saying. That is not.
That is what you're saying.
Do not misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make sure everybody
that's a valid
has
point.
A coherent moral code.
I will say this.
Yeah.
I love the fact that none of those numbers have been given out.
Yes.
And we're talking about, what, 15 years now almost?
Since
10 years? No, 10 years since they played here. How long has it been since they played here?
Yeah, so Rollins was traded in 14, so it's been 10.
10.
And then so Utley was 15, and then Howard was retired after 16.
They're probably going to retire all three of the numbers.
Well, so again, they would have to break their tradition, which is you have to be in the Hall of Fame. So
which they now Richie wound up getting in.
Yeah, so they did it early, I guess, projecting that he was going to go in, and they Halliday, but. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to wear 11-6 and 26 ever again. I just don't know if they officially retire. I would officially retire because I think they meant so much.
So let me ask you this. So we're not going to get another retired number until who? Bryce goes in the Hall of Fame?
Wheels, 45, maybe?
It's hard for a pitcher to get in.
I know, but if these next two seasons go the way that these last couple have gone, and he mixes in a Cy Young, which might not happen with Skeens now, and he has another, he needs obviously needs more.
Yeah.
But
there would be a case
of being like the best pitcher in the National League or one of the three best pitchers.
And they
got to
change
League.
The criteria too.
Well,
the Phillies, yeah.
No, I meant these Hall of Fame voters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the problem, by the way, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. The problem, specifically with pitchers, is that baseball does have these certain numbers.
Yeah. Like,
you know, there's 3,000 hits.
Yeah, 300 wins.
500. And the wins thing and the inning, like, all the numbers for pitchers are all screwed up.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So they need to change that criteria.
Yeah, I think the longer, the older we get and the more it goes on, the criteria for pitchers is just going to have to change.
Yeah.
DeGrom's going to be one that breaks it.
You think DeGrom's going to make it?
I think there's a chance.
Oh,
dude,
he's not enough.
He's gonna his career ERA is in the low to mid twos.
Yeah,
and he's
well. How many full seasons has he pitched? Seven.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess real or not too much. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
It's hard. Well, nobody like we got to get off. We got to go from 500 home runs to 400. If you get to 400, you should get in.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of guys that shouldn't be in that have 400 home runs.
Okay.
I just like to
I
me,
still think 500's is 500's not 500's like, not as unachievable anymore as 300 wins.
Like here's the thing, Giancarlo.
Yeah, to me. I agree with that. Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton has 430 home runs. I like I don't know
another
if he's
Yankees pull by you. Interesting. Well, interesting.
And you don't think he's a Hall of Fame player?
I just think
if they're going to keep out the steroid guys, like who are you putting in the Hall of Fame now?
A lot of eye tests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like well, like Verlander, for example, right? With he's at 263 wins.
He's
like,
got to go in the
and
Hall.
He's
of
a lock.
Fame.
So I think the, Verlander and Scherzer
both should be in the Hall.
Two
of Fame.
Absolute locks. Off top of my head. But like the win stuff is just kind of dead. I still think 500 home runs is
achievable. So you think you still need 500 to get in?
Sure.
Well, all I think 500 gets you in. I don't think you need 500. But 500
okay, so that's
gets
different.
You in.
I see what you're saying.
Like,
yes.
Like,
and in the case of Stephen Kwan.
You don't need 500 home runs to get in the Hall of Fame.
But if you get 500.
It should get you in there automatically.
You
in. Got you.
Stanton
got
will you. Be a weird one, by the way, because he could get to 500.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I will never think of him
I'm
as
thinking
a Hall
about
fame.
Bryce, because he may be a 400 doubles and. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like all these other numbers that they'll help
has,
him get in.
If Bryce has three more productive years, he's a Hall of Famer.
All
right. Now, if he retired right now, I don't think he is. Or he's close. He's an edge case.
Oh, sorry. Kershaw's a lock. Chris Sale's a lock.
Yep.
Okay. Just thinking of more guys that are.
Kershaw's definitely a lock.
Yeah, even with his postseason.
Doesn't matter. Like, he was just. He
no, I know. I'm just.
Yeah, he won an MVP.
Garrett
yeah.
Cole. Yankee Ooh,
you got Garrett Cole.
I wouldn't, but. Maybe.
Yeah.
Bumgarner's going to be an interesting one. Hamels is going to be outside. Granke's on the outside.
Hamels is not a major league Hall of Famer.
I know.
No.
Maybe the basketball
I like Hamels. Yeah. I like Hamels. Yeah, if it was basketball, yeah, all these guys would be in.
Dude, DeGrom's going to be the one, man. His career is 2.52. He's got 94 wins. He'll get to 100.
94 wins?
Dude.
And you think he gets in the Hall of Fame?
Dude.
Well, he was the most dominant pitcher.
He's got two Cy Youngs.
Last 20 years. Yeah.
But 94
I know. I'm with
as
him.
Of right now, yeah. He's not dead. He's,
yeah. Well, he's hurt all the time.
Not this year.
Yeah. Seems like he's always hurt.
Yeah.
Five-time All-Star.
215-592-9494. Travis in California. You're on WIP. What's up, Travis?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Travis?
Real quick, I don't know if you guys saw, but on Twitter, I take this with a grain of salt because Bob Nightingale half the time doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But just like an hour ago, Alex Paul tweeted a video of Bob Nightingale saying that the White Sox apparently were begging the Phillies to take Luis Robert and the Phillies had no interest, which is weird because all those rumors came out that they were interested. But like I said, take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, Nightingale's a tough one, you know.
Yeah. Well, he's right sometimes.
Right sometimes, bro. Yeah.
Well,
he is the... I mean...
He's not John Heyman.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I think if we were to translate this into what really happened, is that the White Sox were interested in trading Luis Robert, and I think it's probably true that the Phillies didn't have a lot of interest in him.
So I think the asking price for Luis Robert was way too high for what the Phillies thought he was.
Yeah, I think
and it's notable that he didn't get traded as well.
Yeah. And the White Sox, I think, also have a super unrealistic view of what – well, I guess it's tough because his talent is super high. They probably know he's going to go elsewhere and be a pretty good player. But also, like teams just think they should be able to get him for nothing. So, I don't know. It's a tough one. I just that one doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Also, I'm sure you guys have already seen it, but Rob Thompson said that apparently they can envision Harrison Bader in center field versus right-handed pitchers, but not yet. And I'm just like, what the hell does that – like, what does that dude have to prove? He's got the best stats. Out of all the outfielders that we currently have, like what do they mean? Not yet. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
And Harrison Bader's what?
Like, what the hell is that?
He's like what? 32 years old. I mean, it's not. It's we don't have to learn anything about Harrison Bader.
Exactly.
You know, he's got. Yeah. His splits are pretty even, right?
Hmm?
Yeah. So those are two things that I saw on Twitter. That I just wanted to tell you guys. But real quick, the most frustrating part of all this is that if they just got one more guy along with Bader, I'm pretty sure we're all like on cloud nine, and it's. like Bader feels like more of a great move, and it feels like a great deadline.
Yeah.
And I just want to be excited about Durant so bad, but it's like it's hard for me because I know they didn't do enough, like in what they needed to do. I'm so sick and tired of the platoons. They make it seem so impossible to find good outfield bats, whether it's the offseason, the trade deadline, whatever the case is. Like, they're saying Max Kepler is swinging the bat better lately. Like, how low are the freaking standards? They're supposed to be going for a championship, and you're starting a guy and saying, oh, he's looking better. He's hitting 203, and it's freaking August. It's August. Like, we have 2 months left, and he's hitting 203. He's a couple games of continuing, and he's going to be hitting under 200. Like, I just don't understand what – I don't know what they're doing, and it's pissing me off. But I've – John and Dave also, like, I don't know who's more to blame. Like, I was mad at Dave for the longest time. I've called it in a couple times with you guys and ranted about Dave. But I don't really know if it's all him or if it's, like, Middleton as well. But John says in 2022 he's going to get his trophy back or he's going to die trying. He also said after that playoff run that he feels a deep obligation to get Harper a ring and surround him with the players that can help him accomplish that, which was total BS. I mean, they finally got to the postseason. They got a decent team again. And then, like, now they're just, like, gun-shy, and it makes no sense. They haven't added a bat worth of crap since Trey Turner in the 2022 offseason. Bryce has been here for, I don't even know, what, 7 years now, and he hasn't had a single competent bat behind him once in any of those years.
Well,
and doesn't look like that's going to change at all. Like, it's just, they have prime Harper, prime Schwarber, prime Wheeler, and they're, like, halfway in, halfway out. It's like John was just happy to be relevant again, and he's just, like, satisfied with that. They needed to do more at the deadline. Sorry, go ahead.
Here's the other thing, Travis. Thank you for the call, Travis. This isn't the world, but and yes, I think both Middleton and Dombrowski are part of who makes the decisions. Like, Cody Clemens has, like, 13 home runs.
Yeah.
I know.
Why didn't we trade for him?
I know. Why couldn't they just send Kepler back to the Twins? They traded like their whole roster yesterday.
Yes.
On the platoons. I know the 93 team did it all over the field. I just think it's hard to win a World Series when you have a platoon at second base, platoon in center field, and a platoon in left field.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like that's where we're trending.
It's
a lot of platooning.
And then you got to second guess yourself if one of those guys is hot. Whether you decide to not platoon him or not, like, I don't know, it's making the job harder than it needs to be.
But why couldn't you just give some runway to Harrison Bader? Just give some runway to him.
Put him in center field, let him play.
Just let him play.
Let him play.
You traded an interesting if-ish type prospect for him. Let him play. I don't get it. I'm telling you, they're trying to squeeze every possible ounce out of the Max Kepler thing to make sure he's done. I'm telling you, it's what it is. It's the only thing that makes sense. It should be Bader in center and Marsh in left. Just use him as Jeff Jenkins in 2008.
They play him every game.
No. Oh. Jeff Jenkins in 2008, Worth took the job, and Jenkins ended up being just a bench bat.
You're talking about Kepler.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about Kepler.
Yeah, you can keep him on the team. You don't have to make him happy.
He could pop a home run.
Yeah.
He's had semi-big home runs this year.
Well, I don't know. He's got to play every day.
He doesn't. I don't know.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, we will get you ready for the Phils game. Phils Tigers. Feels like they've been off for a week.
Dude,
Phils.
I know. Because no one watched after they got Duran the other day.
Yes. Your thoughts on the Phils deadline? Do you feel better or worse with a day to think about it? We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. When he lets me say, let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
All right. It's a WIP Afternoon Show. with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Again. Beautiful.
Now, nice. I think, do you think it's some sort of American Idol singing competition she would beat you? What
oh,
do you think?
Beat me?
Yes.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, okay.
Are you kidding me? Without question. Without question. I want the music loud enough you don't hear my voice.
Yeah. That's why, by the way, I'm always amazed that you started without the headphones in the studio, because then you can hear yourself
right.
The best.
Yes. I forgot I did start without the headphones.
Yes. Yes. We will get you ready for Phil's Tigers coming up soon with Leading Off. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP.
Hey,
Bruce.
Baseball. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Bruce.
All right. Hey, so I guess we're still talking Philly.
Yes, sir.
Jack, you know, look, when you came out with that, with that take on how they're going to use and platoon Bader, I said, you know, I felt good about the trade and just looking at the results of that thing. But now it looks like they're going to platoon him. And Spike, you said the same thing. Why are they platooning Bader? He's better than them. So now I'm kind of feeling, I don't know, my opinion's almost going sideways now. I'm just worried about how they're going to mismanage Bader and wake up this outfield and get them more productive. Because I don't know.
I think with Bader, like if he gets on a run, I think they're going to be fine. Just again, I think they're just trying to make sure that Kepler's done, and then
right.
Once that he proves that he's done, you're still information collecting, kind of in a way.
He's 32, and it's August.
I know, but it's the only thing that I can wrap my mind around it. Like I do think that
I think he's Kurt Warner.
I have no idea. But, you know, he is hitting the ball a little bit harder recently.
Oh, don't you dare.
Oh, he's already talked himself.
I don't want – this is my fear. I told you guys that he's going to go off the last week or look competent, and they're going to be like, nope, fine. This is what they freaking did with Tyler Phillips. Tyler Phillips is the same thing, where they're like, we don't need a pitcher. Tyler Phillips was a complete game against the Guardians.
Yeah, because I'm not worried about the bullpen. I mean, they got enough arms.
Nah, why would you?
I mean, they're gonna fix the bullpen. I think going. Well, my biggest concern is just the bats. I mean, because
the starting staff is fixed. By the way, Knowles went 3 shutty against the against the Woo Sox today.
Well, that's good news.
Command was tight.
Always good to hear from you.
Command was looking good.
Well, no, I look. Nola stunk before he got hurt. But a real, like a good Nola, we talk about the bullpen being fixed. A good Nola does help fix the bullpen.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it does. It makes one of those other guys mm-hmm. expendable, whether it's Ranger or Lizardo.
But seems like it's going to be Lizardo.
Yeah, that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah. But if he can get it right, he's like a bullpen riser. My problem is, like, I think the when you look at it, Lizardo could really amplify the bullpen, but he could also sink it.
Yes.
Ranger, you feel the most... Like, he would go in and be fine at it. Like, he'd be consistent, I think, in a way. But
also, unflappable Ranger.
Sure. Yeah. So, we'll see. Got 2 months to decide.
But Lizardo has the arm.
He's got the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except he's pitching out of the stretch.
But the other day.
I meant to ask that the other day.
Okay.
There we go.
Here we go. Once again. Yeah.
We got to start calling this something. Something when Ike does not like something about baseball.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. Stretch, wind up. What are we doing here? Like, why is it an issue, man?
It's different.
Yeah, I know it's different. I can see that it's different. I'm talking about every other pitcher that doesn't have a problem with this.
I know. And that makes me concerned about his mental fortitude.
Oh, God.
I know.
Especially with those arms.
Especially with those pipes.
Yeah.
A little less work on the buys and tries.
Well, listen, you know what I mean? I think you saw them slowly starting to implement what they tried with Chris Sanchez a couple years ago, which was decreased velocity, increased command.
Yep.
And he was down to like 94 the other day, which we haven't seen. And I think that's actually a good thing. Like he needs to be a pitcher, not a thrower.
You don't need to throw as hard. Yeah.
And I mean, he was great. Now it's the White Sox, so you want to see it kind of translate
over.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did have a no hitter until it imploded on him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
2 starts ago.
He went to the stretch.
And boy, did it implode. It really imploded. Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
What's up, Yoshi? My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday.
What's up, brother?
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, fellas? Hey, Ike, man, hey. You can never work too much on buys and tries, baby. Keep it popping.
Yeah, you're the perfect person to come up on that, yes.
Daggone right, man. What's now? I'm going to work on them buys and tries as much as possible. You know what I'm talking about? Look, man, what's now? I'm about neutral on this baseball thing. Let me get it out of the way. Kwan would have been like getting Saquon. How about that? But we didn't get it. I mean, we got Durant, what's name? We got some back-end dominance now, what's name? That helps out a little bit. We got a Golden Glover, what's name? I mean, he boosts, what's name, us offensively and defensively, what's name? But we just got to worry about the possibility of what we're going to get when he get on the field. That's all I got. Was that good enough, Jackie Fritz?
It was great. I appreciate it.
That was awesome. Yeah, yeah. He wanted me to wrap that up quick.
I like the Stephen Kwan breakdown.
Yeah. Would have been Saquon. Get it? Saquon.
I'll be trying not to get side-eyed by Jackie Fritz.
I would never let my emotions show when I don't like someone's baseball opinions.
No, you never do.
Never. Never do.
Hey, and Spike, what's his name? I told you, man. Stop playing with Dog, man. Stop playing with his name.
I know. He's setting it up. Yep. What did he win? We're a week away from what did he win?
I said that's a backhand.
Spike's not going to have him on his Mount Rushmore.
Boy, you better chill out.
What did he win?
You better chill out. And you know what? Stop dissing Ike Reed. Just because y'all was off for a week, other people were still working for a week. So Ike trained it, boy. A whole month is champion, brother.
Wow. It's a week month. Well, it's like Bryce's MVP.
Everybody else still was working.
It's like the
that's messed up.
It's the Travis Fulgham month.
Yes.
It's even worse.
We'll take it.
Exactly. I'm mad at the Travis Fogel.
Yeah, that was a low blow. I was just making a joke, Ike. You're way better.
Hey, man, and you know what? I ain't mad at Jalen being imperfect. You know what?
Yeah. Why would you? He shows up in the biggest games, Yoshi.
That he was so-so in the season. So with him being imperfect now, maybe we're going to get 20 games of perfection. I'll take it. Hey, Ike, I see 41, 50, 30, 30. 4,150 yards, 30 touchdowns, 5-6 interceptions.
What are you saying?
And another title. We're going back.
I like that. Back to back, baby. He's still on track.
Just don't use the E word. Stay back to back. And you know what? I got so many videos, man. But since we're at the end, I'm going to go ahead and name a couple. I love that DMX video, Get At Me Dog Boy. That thing you
get. Ooh, love that one.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yep.
What's name?
Yep.
And then if I want to go a little sexy, what's name? I'm telling you, that purple, that print, what's name, when Doug Fry put the kaleidoscope and all that stuff. Man.
That was a good one, too.
That's another good one.
I can look at that thing every time they come on, man. But let me name some sex. You know what? When I was a young boy, Madonna justified my love. Whoop.
All right. That's enough. Cut that one off.
We knew where I was going.
Yeah. It's enough out of you.
I'm looking forward to the text line.
Oh. Come on, man.
It's a good line.
Yeah, but it's every time. Like, there's going to be every time there's something about him. Like, I say one thing about a Phillies player, but won't say this about Embiid. There's something I can't – the Dombrowski stuff is going to – I know what's going to – we're not doing text line today.
No.
We're not doing text line. We're not doing text line. It's a shame. We don't have the text line.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Do
it's broken. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Buzz, if you hit the text line, you're fired.
Do the text line, Buzz.
Don't.
Text line.
4 stars. The feel-good movie of the year. Spike's review of that Johnny Got His Gun movie.
I said it was a tough watch.
The movie of the summer.
I'm intrigued by it now. I want to go home. Can I still find it?
Yeah. It's free on. You can watch it on YouTube, actually.
Okay.
You watched it last night? Is that what you said?
No, I said you can watch it on YouTube. I did not watch it last night. But I'd always known it from the Metallica video. I had never seen the movie, and I went to watch it. It is a
blind, deaf guy with no extremities.
Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to be a changed guy.
He's literally dead already.
But he's not. That's the problem. He hears everyone. All right. What's that?
12 and a half. The over-under for total number of different pronunciations Ike will have for Johan Duran by the end of the season.
No doubt.
Yep.
No doubt.
We're going to get Johan.
He's definitely going to be Johan Duran.
I mean, we still can't get Johan Dotson right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. He won a Super Bowl.
He did. Have you heard that?
Yes.
He by himself.
Yep. What's next?
Were you thinking of the Britney Spears video when you kissed my hand? Spike's Vet Tech.
All right. That is... Dude, that is a callback joke to one show 6 weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah, but it happened.
I accidentally kissed her hand. I was sorry. I was trying to kiss my dog.
Huh?
I know. And it gets...
Was she holding the dog?
She was holding the dog.
Okay, at least she was holding it.
She was holding the dog, and the dog was uncomfortable. They were trying to get her to stay still.
So you kissed her hand?
So you kissed her hand.
I went to kiss the dog, the top of the dog's head, and her hand was there. And I apologized right away.
Oh.
And I'm being sued. I'm not being sued. What's next?
The best part of the afternoon show is the completely natural flow of conversations. Example, Jack, I don't want Micah. He's a loser. Ike, Jack doesn't want Micah because he knows we'll win another Super Bowl. Ha 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 ha. Jack, he he he. Spike, you guys want to hear a Jerry Sandusky joke? Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah. What a conversation killer right there. Yeah.
Talk more about the guy that's deaf with no arms.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you rolled that one in there. I was like, hold up.
It wasn't really a Jerry Sandusky joke. It was a John Ritchie joke, I guess. All right, what is next?
The short list of least surprising things about today's afternoon show. 1. Daryl Morey Hall of Fame voter Spike Eskin is big mad at Dave Dombrowski. 2. Jack watched country music television instead of MTV. Frank in Ardmore.
That's right. CMT Awards.
By the way, but Dombrowski's a Hall of Famer, too. Doesn't mean he's good at his job now.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
What's next?
What if he ends up robbing a bank? You just never know. Spike on why Jalen shouldn't be on Mount Rushmore.
Good.
You can't rule it out.
What if he ends up robbing a bank?
He could. You never know. I don't know if he's going to rob a bank.